This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to come back and talk about possible early signs of farm fixed expenses falling. We're back on this week's program. With us on the phone is David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. So, David, as we look here on past blog posts you've had on ageconomist.com, looking at lower commodity prices to get more profitability out there in farm country, it's going to have to involve some lower costs, isn't it? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so there's really a combination of three scenarios that producers are going to have to look for to return to profitability. The first one is variable costs moderating through eventual reductions in demand. The second one is fixed cost declining through the reductions in asset demand and values. Of course, a third option for producers to look for stronger profitability is a rally in commodity prices, which we have seen a little bit of, but it's probably going to take a combination of all three of those factors to really get profitability fully restored. This week, we focused on that reduction in fixed costs and how that component of the income statement has started to show some early signs of decreasing, especially where conditions in 2015 were especially financially difficult. To dive into that, we looked at some data from the Kansas Farm Management Association. And before we dive into the data, it's important to note that it includes crop and livestock producers. It's an average across several producers in the state. And that farm income in 2015 was only $5,000 across all those farms, a huge decline from $128,000 in 2014. You combine that with nearly half of the KFMA producers reporting negative net farm incomes. Conditions were really tough financially for producers in Kansas last year.
You have an interesting perspective on that, David, because you're a K-State alum, so you know a little bit more about what we deal with here on the High Plains.
Yes, K-State alum, and my family farm is actually in eastern Kansas, so I can definitely say that wheat was a big driver of that, kind of poor wheat yields and poor prices and just generally unfavorable weather kind of led to a perfect storm in the bad way, in the bad sense, of course, for Kansas producers. But what that led to, what we saw in the data when we dig into that farm-level data, is that farmers started to pull back some of their fixed expenses. The fixed expenses we saw them cut back on were family living and machinery costs. Now, family living was about $70,000 in 2015, or about 14% of all farm expenses. So it's a pretty big bucket for producers to keep an eye on. And that $70,000 is a 6% contraction from 2014 levels. On the machinery cost side, this is reported in dollars per acre. In 2015, the costs were 4% lower, or about $95 per acre. So we're starting to see those costs start to adjust downward. And so that's an important step to starting to restore profitability to family farms. Of course, anytime you adjust family living, that's a difficult proposition for the family side of the business.
David, I wish we could go through all these, but we can't. But folks, of course, could go to ageconomist.com to go to all of these listed. For instance, family living, depreciation, and no fixed expense reductions is also talked about on the blog. But we do want you to wrap it up for us. How do we get a more of a reduction in our costs out there?
Yeah, so it's important that we first understand the cost of production. For producers would be spend a lot of time. Brent and I like to say that one of the highest returns on investments to time that people can do is scout and crunch. Scout their fields, crunch their numbers. So the first step is to know your cost of production, and the second one is to start to monitor it, how it changes over time, and how you might be able to pull that down. So definitely holding back on new equipment purchases is something that people do in the short run, but when we think about depreciation, it takes several years to start to pull that down because of the long-term nature. It takes several years to adjust depreciation because it involves several years of purchasing decisions.
That is David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. If you'd like more information on this week's blog post looking at farm fixed expenses, go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, click on the audio video tab at ruralradio.com. For Ag Economic Insights, I'm Joe Gangwish.